أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والطور وكتاب مسطور في رق منشور والبيت المعمور والسقف المرفوع والبحر المسجور إن عذاب ربك لواقع. There is the next surah, Surah Tur. The previous surah completed where Allah Ta'ala stated that Allah has created jinn and man for one sole purpose, and that is for his worship. And the example we gave, like a father who keeps his son in the shop and says, I'll see to all your needs, you have to do this work. Like that, Allah sees to all our needs. He has created everything for us, and all He wants from us is His ibadah. He has permitted us to seek means for our ruzi, but that is not the purpose of our object. Allah only is the provider of ruzi. And there are millions of people who are unemployed, but they are living. So without getting any real salary or anything, but they are still living, Allah is providing. All the animals, the fish, the birds, the insects, they are all living without earning anything. So Allah Ta'ala has created us for His worship. And for this we will be accountable for on the day of Qiyamah. And to prove that reality, to dramatize that reality, Allah has taken five qasams at the beginning of the surah in order to show that Qiyamah is a reality. The first qasam, Wattur. Qasam hai Tur ki. Allah takes qasam of the Mount Tur. Mount Tur is the place, Mount Sinai, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And also where the Torah was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa kitabi mastur fi raqim manshur. Or likhi hui kitab kushada waraq mein. And the written kitab which is in spacious paper. This most of the mufassirin refer to is our nama amal, our scroll of deeds, which will be presented to a person on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, for all of us in the right hand. That is that person that will be going to Jannah. And unfortunately for the disbelievers, in the left hand. And there you will have your deeds, every moment of your life will be recorded. Not only what you did, but the purpose and reason for what you did it. Your intention, everything will be recorded in there, and it will be given to you. Well, Baytil Ma'amur, or Abad Ghar ki. And Baytil Ma'amur, the ever occupied place, where Kaaba Sharif is, directly above that, above the seven skies, is Baytul Ma'amur. And this is directly in line again with the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Our Kaaba, our place of Tawaf is the Kaaba Sharif. The place of Tawaf of the Farishta is Baytul Ma'amur, where they make Tawaf all the time. So Allah takes Qasam of that as well. Wasakfil Marfu' or Unchi Chatki, and the very high sky, roof, that is the sky. Allah has taken the Qasam of the sky, which nobody can deny, everyone can see the sky. And Allah has beautified the sky with the sun, the moon, the stars, etc. And there are many, many other great purposes of the sky, and which everyone can see, nobody can deny. Wal bahr al masjur, wal bahr al masjur, or ubalte hue darya ki, and the seas which are in storms. That is all the storms that come, hurricanes, etc. Most of them come from the sea. Then they come onto land, tornadoes, etc. So all these things which man cannot deny, which are a reality. After taking qasam of five such things, then Allah Ta'ala says, Inna adab rabbika lawaqi. Beshak adab tere rabka wo kar rahega. There is absolutely no doubt that the punishment of your Lord will come, the time will come. Those who did not fulfill the purpose for what they were created, to recognize Allah, to believe in Him, and to build a relationship with Him, and to be obedient to Him, then the day of that punishment will come, there is no doubt. مَا لَهُ مِنْ دَافِعُ اُسْكُ كُوِي نَهِي هَتَانِ وَعَلَىٰ. There is nobody whatsoever who can delay that day, or who can remove and just overlook that day. Each and every person will have to face the day of Qiyamah. يوم تمور السماء مورا. جس دن لرزے آسمان کیا کپ کپا کر. It will be a day when the skies will also start shaking. If the roof have to start shaking now, we can't imagine what is going to happen. In those countries which are prone to earthquakes, they just hear a little bit of a sound and they feel that the walls are going to cave in, the roof is going to cave in, and they all run immediately out of the houses. So when the sky will cave in, when the sky will give in, what will be the condition of people on that day? وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا اور پھیرے پہار چل کر, and mountains will start flying. Do we keep, like on a windy day on your office, on your table, you have got all types of papers, you put weights upon them. But if it's a very windy day or the fan is on, then if all the papers start flying around you if there aren't weights. So these mountains which are weights to keep the earth on its place, on the day of Qiyamah, they will fly like cotton wool. Then how the earth won't stay on its place. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So خرابه اس دن جھٹلانے والوں کو. So that will be a day of the greatest sorrow for those people who denied the life of the year after, who denied the existence of Allah, and for those people who were disobedient to Allah and died in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka ta'ala without having made tawbah or without Allah having forgiven them. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضِ يَلْعَابُونَ. جو باتیں بناتے تھے, بناتے کھیلتے ہوئے. And who were in this world were just all the time indulging in futile talk, and they were just indulging in the amusement all the time. They were just engaged in dunya all the time. That is futile talk. Where is there something like akhirat? Where can a person who is dead come back to life again? Where can there be all these things of the akhirah? A person who engaged in such talk and who are just engaged in the amusement all the time, whether it is sports, whether it's music, whether it is anything else, or even if business has become an amusement, has become a hobby for a person, he just wants to earn and no consideration for deen, for Allah Ta'ala, for namaz, nothing whatsoever. So for such people, it will be a day of great destruction. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. جِس دِن کے دھکیلے جائیں گے دوزخ کی طرف دھکیل کر. The day when they will be pushed into Jahannam, made into heaps, and pushed all together into the fire of Jahannam. And then it will be said to him, to them, هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. یہ ہے وہ آگ جس کو تم جھوٹ جانتے تھے. Now here is that fire which all the time you were saying, it is just a dream world, it is just an imagination, or there is nothing like life after death. Where can we come back to life again? Where is the Jannat? Where is the Jahannam? It will be said, yeah, it is now right in front of you, all that which you are denying your whole life. أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. اَبْ بھلا یہ جادو ہے یا تم کو نہیں سوچتا. And then it will further be said to them, is this some jadu made on you that you are thinking it is the fire of Jahannam? Or is it that you can't see? What is it? What's the reality now? You are denying it all the time. Yeah, it is in front of you. You're still denying it because you're thinking it's just some mesmerizing and some hypnotism that it appears like the fire of Jahannam. Or it will be said, are you still denying? Now you can't see it. Islouha fasbiru aw la tusbiru. Chale jao uske andar. Phir tum sabar karo ya na sabar karo. Now go into the fire. You will be pushed into that fire for those who disbelieved in it. And now either you make sabar on it or you don't make sabar. You go there and you scream your head off. There won't be anyone to listen. And if you want to and you make sabr and keep quiet, nobody is going to have mercy on you now. You had your chance in the dunya and we gave you ample and enough time to believe and to prepare for this day. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. تم کو برابر ہے, وہی بدلہ دیا جائے گا جو کچھ تم کرتے تھے. Now it is all equal for you, that whether you make sabr and you keep quiet or you scream your heads off, but it is all the same, no difference. All of you will be in there and you are only going to get that in return what you did in this world. So Allah has given us this opportunity in this world, not just to pass it in sports and idle and amusement and entertainment. Whether it is today, everything, we save, we make business, we make money, we have entertainment in weddings, in social functions, etc. And the real object of our life, our recognition of Allah, belief in Allah, and living our life in obedience to Allah, that we make as just as though it does not exist. That is the main thing in life. And the day of Qiyamah is going to come, and every person will be answerable then to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.